I came here to Champaign, in fact, for a job at Carl 15 years ago. I've worked there for 15 years. I'm a nurse. I'm a pediatric nurse. And about 3 years ago, I became the manager of pediatrics. And I thought things were well at work. And then my partner, who also worked at Carl, she's a nurse. She worked, though, for the clinic, became very ill. She had what's called NASH, which is a liver disorder, and the doctors here at Carl sent us to Barnes for a consultation, and there we found out that she would become sicker and sicker and eventually die unless we could get her a liver. It wasn't just a simple, you need a liver, we'll put you on the list and hopefully one comes in. There were complications. She became sick a lot faster than they thought she was going to, and we would go down once a month for a monthly checkup and keep track of how she was doing and where we were as far as getting on the list. And I took a vacation day every day to go with her. I was her power of attorney also, and plus just her partner for 18 years. So I was very scared and worried, and I didn't tell work in the 15 years that I've worked there at Carl. I never had a need, nor did I ever come out as being gay. I also was concerned that I worked in pediatrics, that that would be an issue, and I really was afraid that I'd lose my job if they knew. So I went down then on a routine visit, and they decided that she was very ill and she needed a special procedure to be done. There was only a 50% to 75% chance that she would survive the procedure. She would be hospitalized for at least 5 days. So I called work to tell them that it was going to be more than 1 day off. They told me that she had grown children. That's who should be taking care of her. That I was not her family, was not my responsibility, and that if I valued my job, I needed to be there. I told them that there was a lot of risk at this surgery, and when we go down to Barnes each time, we're a very, very close family, a very big family. There are 8 children. All children went with, and they needed me there too. So I told them, well, I would have to do what I had to do, and I would let them know. So I stayed a couple more days. She made it through the procedure, and again, I called them, and again, they told me that I really needed to be there at work, and if I wanted my job, that's what I needed to do. So I decided to come back, and the kids then stayed with her, and they brought her home then, which is something that I regret very much, that I left her there. When I came back to work, I went over and I was talking to another manager, and she told me that she was concerned that I wouldn't have my job much longer because I just didn't seem to have my head in my job 100%. I was missing work, and she thought that I was going to be fired. I was very tired. I didn't sleep much during the months of Linda being ill, and I was very scared, and I just told her everything, that Linda was the love of my life for 18 years, that we were a family, and I had to be there for her, take care of her. I owed this to her. This was part of my commitment to her. And she advised me to go to the vice president of nursing of patient care, Ramona Cheek, who is my supervisor, and be honest and tell her everything. She really felt that she would be understanding, and she would try and help me. So I did that. I went to Ramona, and I told her that you know, this Linda was my family. She was, to me, she was my spouse. She was the love of my life. She was the rock of our family. I had to be there for her and for the kids. And she wouldn't talk to me. She just sat and stared at me. She didn't act, you know, mad or disgusted, or she really didn't give me a clue as to how she was feeling, so I didn't know what to do. So I thanked her for listening to me, and I told her that I had come because my job wasn't just a job to me. My job is part of my identity. I'm a pediatric nurse, and I'm a good pediatric nurse, and I felt like I was losing going to lose a lot, and I didn't want to lose my job. I also, like I said, have 8 children, and I have 8 kids that still live with me, and so I financially needed my job. Linda could no longer work, and so I begged her not to take my job, and I left. 2 weeks later, I was called down to the office, and I was offered what they told me would be a wonderful deal. I could resign my position as manager. I would only have to give 2 weeks' notice. A manager usually has to give up to a month, but I would only have to give 2. They would give me 6 months' severance pay, and I could spend all the time that I wanted to with her. If I didn't take this nice offer, that then I would be given a 90-day probationary period. I would have to prove to them in those 90 days that I had my head in my job 100%. I would not be allowed to miss any more work, and that this would all be typed up and official, and that there would be a list of demands that they would want me to meet in those 90 days. I again told them how important my job was to me. I love my job. I really believe in the pediatric floor at Carle Hospital. I believe in Carle Hospital. It's a fantastic hospital. They give excellent care to their patients there. And I was always proud to be a part of that floor over there. And I told them I wouldn't let anybody take my job away from me. I would take the 90 days. But then 2 weeks later, Linda got a lot sicker. And the doctors here at Carle advised us to go to Barnes and try and get them to do something to help her. So I went to my director, Deb Most, and I told her I had to go. I had to be there. She told me to do whatever I thought I had to do. So I went to Barnes. A lot of the kids went with. And I called them every day that we were there to tell them I wouldn't be back the next day because she wasn't doing well. I was again told that she was not my family. The kids were there. They were adult children. They were the people who should be taking care of her. She was not my responsibility. I was asked on one day, why couldn't I just come back to work during the week, go back down on the weekends? I tried to explain to them that she was begging me not to let her die. The children were begging me to do something. You know, she made me promise I wouldn't let her suffer. She told me she was suffering. She kept telling me I needed to do things. We were desperately fighting with doctors to get them to find her liver. How could I tell her, well, I'm going to go home, go back to work, I'll be back on the weekend, and I'll see what I can do then. And they told me, well, on Thursday I would run out of vacation time, and I would be fired for abandonment of my job if I wasn't back. Linda died on Thursday. My staff found out that I was going to be fired, and they donated me hours so that I would have more vacation time. I called my director, and I begged him for 2 more days to get her home, make the arrangements, and put her to rest. They told me that I had enough for those 2 days because my staff had donated me hours, but they expected me back to work the day after. And I did. I went back then right into the middle of my 90-day probationary period. I met all of the criteria on there that I needed to meet. And they then called me down and told me that they were very surprised that I had pulled myself up out of this mess and had done as well as I had, which I was very offended because this was not a mess. This was my life. This lady was my world. But I thought they're going to let me keep my job, and that was the bottom line. I wanted my job. So then as the next 6 months went on, I really felt that I was treated differently. But I was hoping that, and I was struggling. It was hard at home. But I thought I could get past this and do a good job, because I am a good nurse. But then exactly 180 days to the day that Linda died, I was fired. I was called down to the office, and I was told that this job was not a good mix for me. I told them, okay, I'll step down from management of PEDS. Let me be a staff nurse. I'm an awesome nurse. They told me they agreed with that, and they knew that, but they would just prefer that I not work anywhere at Carle. I told them, send me to one of the other floors. I'll work telemetry, I'll work ortho, I'll work somewhere else in the hospital. Don't take my 15 years away from me. I'd been a good employee for 15 years. You know, just let me keep working there. And they told me they would prefer that I not. I tried to discuss the reasons for why they said they were firing me with the head of human resources. She told me she didn't want to discuss it with me, that this was their decision, and I was asked to leave. That's my story.